You are listening to B&D&D, a show where we drink some brews and play Dungeons & Dragons.
I'm Marquise Hamilton, the Dungeon Master, and I'm here with...
Robin Jost playing as Beetle Bramblepatch.
Sarah Portwood playing as Estwing.
And I'm Jared Punch-Your-Local-Nazis Lindenau
yes.
playing as Mugen Genkai.
All right, so last time, you guys...
sorry.
Loaded up the warbler with everything, and took off into the sky back towards Port Rumspringa. Beetle had noticed that Flametongue looked pretty hurt and offered to take over. Flametongue grabbed a barrel and placed Beetle upon the barrel and let him steer while he went and rested below deck in the cabin. There was some celebration. Things like that. All the Blue Bears mercenaries poured one out for their homie, Edwin, who had died. Some interesting things happened from there on out while you guys were flying back. Mugen got a message in her father's demonology book that stated, alive Malbolge, or maybe it's Malbolg, I don't fucking know. Deal, sacrifice, and safe. You guys had a long conversation about this, including Beetle recruiting Seth, the lizard folk, to steer while you guys discussed maybe what was going on, who this could be, and a bit of Mugen's backstory. You guys eventually landed in Port Rumspringa. Somebody had clearly gone and gotten Francesca Blue Hearts. They were waiting for you. Y'all went and had a meeting on the Night Serpent. You guys got the 5,000 gold from the bet, as well as Mugen was paid 50,000 gold in a contractual deal to give Harps the schematics for the Warbler. So you guys are pretty fucking rich. Or I guess Mugen is specifically.
Is this how democracy dies, with thunderous applause and warbly warbling?
I mean, the people of Port Rumspringa don't seem like fascists.
No, that cool. Yeah, so...
Until one of the Warbler War Balloons, future of balloon-based warfare, falls into the wrong hands.
Uh-oh. Yes. Francesca does mention to you guys that Great Maul, the giant shark leader of the Wave Chasers, had reported that some sailors had seen a man on a desert island, and when the Wave Chasers went to check it out, the man was gone, but there were dead bodies of sailors on the shore. So presumably... somebody else had gone to check to see if he was okay, killed them, took their boat. They don't know where he went. Haven't heard about it since. But the person who had attacked you guys, who seems to be connected to this assembly, seems to still be alive. Afterwards, Flametongue said that he wanted to go back to Night Serpent Isle to unload their loot and to, you know, wants to celebrate with everybody, and that you guys would be back in a few days. You guys could set off and do whatever you want. He's going to plan his next expedition to try to resettle the Golden Expanse, now called the Wailing Waste. And that is where we left off, with you guys setting sail into the night, back to Night Serpent Isle. You guys know that it usually only takes a couple hours to get to this island. So you guys are riding under the starlight. It's beautiful out here. Many constellations. You can also see, like, the galaxy band. So, yeah, after a few hours, you guys pull into the large cave mouth of Night Serpent Isle, this massive jungle overgrown volcano that's been dormant for who knows how long, and pull up to the dock, and you can hear people shuffling about outside, and you hear,
ah, you're back, yes!
People cheering.
Yes, Brent's here to greet us.
Immediately you see just people scrambling to pull out, like, casks of wine, and they're, like, setting up for a big party. Big, huge fires are lit, and on the center of each of these, like, round platforms and the different levels, and people are bringing out instruments as you guys are unloading, and party commences. Flametongue comes out and goes,
these are our guests of honor, Beetle, Mugen, Estwing. They made this all possible, our success here today.
Oh yeah, and I'll say, the Warbler was once again tied to the Night Serpent and pulled back into along with you guys. But yeah, everyone commences to jiggling, and there's a party going on here. So yeah, celebration, big, huge fires, a whole bunch of people. You see Brent's just flapping around like, ah, yes, as he's flying around the sky, drinking and yelling, screaming, as birds do. Into the crowd, Flame Tongue kind of pats S-Wing on the back, and he goes,
yeah, I'll be right back to put some stuff up in my cabin.
And you see he goes and grabs like the chest and takes it up there.
Flame Tongue, can I help you with that?
If you want.
What is Mugen and Beetle doing? Are you guys just partying?
Beetle sees that the musicians that have started might need a talented tambourinist.
Okay.
This moment.
Can I try to play that flute?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've read enough books that'll let me do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you. I
have. So.
You're not going to be able to read from music, so it's all going to be.
I get all the principles of.
I guess both of you do a performance check.
I got rolled a 5, so 4.
Boom. 21.
All right. Beetle, you nice. Are just like instantly just on beat, adding to the music. Mugen, you...
Give him that jingly rhythm.
You notice that the people who are playing instruments, and they're like really excited that Beetle's joined in, and then you're playing Hot Cross Buns, but like really badly, and they just start playing louder to try to like...
Drown so you that out. You don't...
Wrestling, you kind of hear this as you're walking up the different platforms with Flame Tongue. He just goes,
well, I mean, you guys can definitely kill stuff, but yeah.
Mugen has other talents. She has.
No, I know, yeah. I know. Can't say much about that, though. they'll all get drunk enough to where it won't matter anyways.
Perfect plan.
You follow him up carrying one side of this chest. It is pretty heavy.
Pretty darn heavy. Okay.
Yeah. And he eventually gets up to his cabin, which is essentially like a schooner-sized ship, like a small like slip vessel that has like a door built into the side of it. He unlocks it and go into his little, essentially kind of like an apartment. It's got a couple rooms in it. And the front area is like there's a desk. He's got like maps all over the place, different like notes and documents. He's got a couple of other chests that seem pretty similar to this one. He's got like little trinkets and pictures and things all over the walls and hanging from the ceiling. He goes,
welcome to my humble abode. Yeah, if you want to just sit it down right here, and we'll let's head back down to the party.
Before we do, what the hell is in this chest? It's so heavy.
Just like gems. There was a lot of like weird gems and ores and weird things in that thing. So.
Oh, these are all from the worm.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, you have a lot of chests like this. Are they all full of treasure?
Some of them full of treasure that I've found. Some of them are like stuff I keep like clothing in and pieces of armor, things that I just find interesting.
Also, I see you have a lot of pictures here.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of what Golden Expanse was like before the worms happened?
I've got some, like, paintings about it. Cool. Yeah.
He kind of, like, points out there's, like, different paintings of... They look like little villages of adobe houses, flat roofs, and there's one of, like, a what looks to be, like, a farmstead, but instead of, like, cattle or anything like that, they have dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's great. I miss it. I miss my family.
I appreciate you showing me the pictures. And I know you'll get it back to its former glory.
It's gonna take a lot of work. Well,
we can head back down and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
The tambourine calls me for some reason. It's magnetic.
Yeah, no, your friend's really good at that.
You guys head like back down the platforms. Buns. And I mean, on each platform, there's a...
Distorted buns.
Yeah.
Hot distorted buns.
On each platform, there's a large fire going in the center and people are partying and things like that. But yeah, I mean, if there's anything you guys want to do during this party other than perform, there are people just drinking, partying, dancing. Some people are, you know, trying to do like show off, do little contests and things. Some people are trying to like do like sword fights and they're like fencing, be like, I'm the better sword fighter. And, you know,
Mugen takes a bow and gives the flute back to whatever pirate she borrowed from.
They're just kind of like, thanks.
But wants to like go to the group, quote unquote, engineers to help create the Warbler balloon and tell them about the success.
You go over there and you're talking to them. They're like really stoked. They're like, some of them are like, holy shit, I thought you guys were just going to fall out of the air and die.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, what you were saying, like the calculations matched up, but it just didn't seem possible. But yeah, I mean, you're talking to them. Anybody else do anything? And Beetle, are you just jamming out still?
I'm giving like the best performance of a lifetime. Dancing around the fire, waving my little paws around, shaking that tambo. I'm still wearing my, you know, my summer linens. Hell
yeah. Give me a performance check again.
Performing with the tambourine and probably so with chugging advantage. Ale with one paw.
So go ahead and you can do it with advantage.
Ooh.
18.
So you essentially, with your dancing, you like wander off from the band. They continue to play and keep time with you, and you kind of essentially form like a conga line that you're like leading around the different platforms around the fires, and people are just going fucking
ape shit. We're making a nice big worm with this conga line. Yes.
Yeah.
Call it the worm. Oh.
Yeah, you hear everyone's like, worm, 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 worm,
worm, worm wave. Do the worm wave.
Yeah, people are doing the wave. The Beatles got everyone going nuts. Yeah,
this is it.
I'm looking at Brent like, hype man battle.
Squawks.
You see, while you're doing this worm wave with people, you would notice that Flame Tongue and S-Wing are coming down the stairs, and Flame Tongue turns to S-Wing and goes, yeah, why don't we sit down and have a drink? And he grabs some rum and sits down by one of the fires and goes, so, you and your friends really helped me here, and I'll be sad to see you guys go, but I know it sounds like you got some stuff you're still searching for, so.
Yeah. We might be going somewhere very unexpected next, but we're not sure. So, but we'll be back for the next spring break.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. I hope so.
Yeah, we got a party. We've only had a taste of Port Rumspringa.
Yeah, no, this city's wild. But I'd love to see you guys again. You guys are always welcome. Especially, you know, I'd love for you guys to come back and see what you helped rebuild.
We would be so happy to come back for that. Honestly, maybe Mugen is willing to invest in some ventures with her recent fortune.
And there's a lot of people who want their homesteads back.
What about Fran? Also, is Fran nearby us?
Oh yeah, Francesca's with you.
Yeah, so is she chilling with us?
Heck yeah, I'm trying to impress her.
She drinking champagne or something?
She bring a boat of her own? Or
she just rode with you.
And then she didn't take like blue or anything.
You see her kind of out in the...
dancing.
Just dancing out in the crowd. People are... You can tell that some people are kind of like being a little skittish around her because they're like, I don't want to like make her mad.
Yeah.
she's pretty intimidating.
She's like a pirate queen.
Right.
Yeah, Beetle is totally trying to like dance around her.
Yeah.
But he does so gracefully.
Make sure she has the best time ever.
Okay. Give me a persuasion check.
Because like, how tall is Fran?
Like 6 feet tall. She's half orc. Yeah, or I think she's a full orc, actually.
She's full orc?
She was pretty
tall. She's big.
Damn.
Yeah, she's...
She tall?
She does have, like, a slender build, but she's very muscular, very tall. Like, pretty imposing.
Cool.
You got
14.
Okay. You see that she notices that you're dancing around her, and she, like, grabs your paws and starts dancing with you.
Mugen stumbles back over and she's like, engineers party hard.
Uh-oh.
They came up with some new things, and there was some crystal powder I had some fun with, and
Mugen's talking like 500 miles an hour.
And then, oh my god, and then when they get set up, they're like, this thing, and then a flash of light, and then I saw everything that ever existed, and then I forgot it all, and then...
Mugen, sit down. Yeah. We're gonna get you a drink?
Just be careful on that stuff, man.
Yeah, what is this dust?
I don't really mess with it, but the engineers like it a lot, and they come up with some good ideas with it.
Oh no. Well, moving, just slow down.
You see the engineers over in the corner have like built some like crazy contraptions to like funnel alcohol into people.
Amazing. You know, I know. Okay, Mugen, I think your crowd is.
This one's 50% alcohol.
Oh God,
it burns.
Yeah, I think that also works as a firebomb, but you can drink it, I guess.
And a cleaner and a.
Yeah, prevents sepsis.
Prevents sepsis because it kills you.
Well, yeah.
All you need is a thimbleful. Just a thimble and you're good to go. Where's that flute?
No, you don't need the flute. You don't need the flute.
More flute, we just need tambourine.
Tambourine solo.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get wasted on some like spritzers.
Yeah.
That's a Beatles spring break.
Yeah.
That's it. Spring break.
You guys continue to party into the night.
Smashing back coconuts. Full of rum.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Everyone give me a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh.
I will say that Mugen can do it with advantage.
Maybe she ate it.
Oh, good. Okay. It's only one roll higher. I'm so glad. So, and...
Eight.
An eight.
We're doing a con save?
Yes.
Mugen is on another... plane at this point. Just kind of like going
she's
nuts
somehow
dancing.
Moving her arms where it looks like a wave, you know, just
worm
like
well dancing.
Yeah,
like worm wave. She's trying to invent new dances and new notes with whatever flute she found.
There's definitely a lot of the other engineers are just hyping you up like nuts. Like
yeah, we're
they're all just dancing kind of in your own little group.
Nerds
bring over the like only dogs can hear this whistle, and she's like, and you somehow still hear hot cross buns.
Wait a minute.
You hear Burrower barking
Burrower's
from the ship.
Whistle? Get so that good. Back. That's for summoning Burrower.
Burrower's just like, oh!
So sad. Oh, our timing is off. Woof.
Mine.
We should probably let him join the party.
At some point, you do see that Shivers, Rhodey, Burrower, and Sunny are like, they've been there in the party. Actually, as you blow that tune, Burrower comes up and just give me a strength saving throw as he jumps on you.
Oh my goodness. 14, so 13.
You're able to, Burrower does knock you over, but it's like, yeah, you're able to fall correctly to where you like you didn't get hurt, but it's clearly like a playful pounce as Burrower starts licking your face.
No, I can't whistle if you're licking me, Burrower.
But yeah, you guys run into like Sunny and Rhodey. Like Rhodey's fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Shivers is in there, like he's like working on like cooking different foods and things like that that people have brought out. They're like roasting over the fire.
Junk food.
And then Sunny.
Yards long and his bark extend to the ocular implants of the gods.
And you're holding Brower's face, like staring into his eyes.
Just like, you're
such a good boy.
Brower's like,
Sunny eventually comes over and he goes, hey guys. And like,
Sunny!
Sits down with Estwing and he's just like, you guys want some of this? And he's just got this jug, which Estwing would definitely recognize.
Oh my God. Don't touch it. Don't drink that
Flame
stuff.
Tongue's like, I think I'm okay.
Okay. And he just starts drinking it.
He's the only one who can handle that.
Yeah.
We can hold our little arms out and she's like,
no,
I'll have some.
Smacking her hand. No.
Do you physically stop me?
Can I distract you with something?
Contested strength checks. Do I have...
Yeah, roll strength.
Tweaker strength?
I will say you have advantage because you're hopped up on something.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, not the pixie powder.
So what would you... What do I do here?
Roll like athletics.
Okay. Oh, that's good for me.
It's not good for me.
Okay.
So
yeah, but you have advantage.
Okay, so... Okay, I got a 16.
It would have been 3, but 16 due to the crystal powder.
15 due to the crystal powder. Sorry, and then I rolled a 16, and my athletics is plus 5. So
okay.
21, and I'm just going to like...
You do that thing that you do to like your little sibling where you just like hold them by the forehead.
Your head.
So that they can't like go because they're like
flailing arms out in front of you.
That's
but
perfect.
It looks delicious.
Yeah. I want no, you don't. You don't want this, Mugen. You don't want this.
Flame Tongue's just like just like laughing. And you guys party into the night.
Is Beetle drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what did you roll on your...
I had a 12 on my con save.
Okay, so yeah, you're kind of drunk. Did you ever tell me what your con was?
I didn't tell you, but I got a 14.
Okay, so you're like, okay, fine. But you also haven't said that you've been like drinking a ton.
I'm definitely going to like walk out onto the water.
How long does that spell last?
Like, Merry Christ. Merry Christ. I'm like, Merry Christ, I mean.
He's just got a ring that lets him do it. So.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, you see like a bunch of the pirates are just like freaking out. They're like trying to swim out to you and they're like, how are you doing that?
Let's have a race.
Except, like, Beetle, don't drop anything.
He needs, like, a big cup of wine.
But you guys, you guys have a great night. Eventually, Flame Tongue's like, all right, well, I think I'm gonna head to bed. I didn't forget about our deal.
Absolutely. I have not forgotten either.
I will give you that shard tomorrow morning. Let's just have fun tonight. Whenever you guys rise from your graves in the morning, I'll give you the shard.
Life and death are one and the same.
Sure.
I don't know if she's
can you sleep? Are you able to sleep?
I don't think she ever sleeps, does she?
Can I ask an engineer? Engineer, how long does this last? This moon dust?
I mean, they would probably know exactly
carry the one like 12 hours.
Oh,
because it depends on how much you do.
Okay, how much did she do? Did you see what she did?
I'm not her keeper.
But you guys gave it to her. How much did you give her?
I don't know.
Mugen, do you remember? Probably not.
Whoa!
Oh,
no.
No, no.
I don't.
Whoa!
So 12 hours, maybe.
Probably. Whoa!
Oh my god.
Sorry, I don't feel like I can. Whoa!
Is
stop
there...
that.
She's a woo girl now. We can't stop it.
Yeah, not woo! Not at all.
Okay, so, engineer, woo. What's your name?
Yeah, what is my name?
Correct. Too much pixie powder.
You made that up, but okay.
Yeah, no, I think it starts.
I don't think his name is Kevin.
Kelvin, probably.
That's right.
Engineer would be Kelvin.
Calvin.
So Mugen's not sleeping. Can you take anything to reduce the effects of this special shiny dust?
I guess if you keep drinking, that'll kind of equal you out.
But probably water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'll help you not die.
Hydration.
What is death? You know.
Oh no.
Besides a new beginning.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr.
Thank
Engineer.
You,
we're going to move away now.
I'm going to go now.
Okay.
We're going to separate these two and we're going to fill Mugen with water.
Me.
Yeah, you guys.
Don't drown. You can't.
I was like,
S-Wing
is the most sober for sure.
I've never felt like more of a bodyguard in this moment. I'm overwhelmed.
You're doing your job.
Beetle sleeping on a wave, and I'm like, frick, I can't get over there.
Can
on the water now?
Can he drown? Doesn't mean like a shark couldn't come up out of the water and get you.
Well, the sharks wear pants here, so I'm not.
True.
Perfect.
But yeah, so you guys, I'm assuming Beetle would eventually turn in.
Oh, absolutely. He's like ready to sleep in his cart on his bedroll.
Yeah. Burrower is going to try to curl up with you.
No.
And Ibble, too.
And Ibble, yeah.
Cuddle puddle.
Mugen.
Mugen does not sleep.
Yeah.
I will take, the point of exhaustion.
No.
Okay.
No, I totally deserve it.
I will say that eventually Sunny.
I can't get my 4 hours of
Sunny
meditation
leads.
Oh, hell no.
Sunny and Shiver lead you and a very wasted roadie back to the shell, and he starts playing lute on the deck where you just kind of start dancing along. Estwing.
Oh, yeah, she's
doing?
Into it. She's just eyes closed, arms above her head, twisting her hips. Yeah, this is the best song ever.
I'm gonna bob my head to the beat.
So you're on the on the shell, just kind of like hanging out. Okay.
Yeah.
We can crack another one.
Yeah, I'm in my car. We're
gonna put that down.
The shell. The wonderful tune lulls me.
So you guys. Beetle, you fall asleep. I will say eventually, you know, the night drags on. You can still hear some people up, especially the engineers. But eventually you guys start to get tired. And S-Wing, you kind of fall into, I guess you technically sleep? Or do you, because you weren't taught to trance?
So I sleep and maybe it's like accidental trance.
But you just, possibly. Yeah, like you, what you think.
So you only need like 4 hours of sleep, mm-hmm. probably.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Astrid, do you want to try to trance as an elf? This evening?
I'll give it a go. Because normally I just...
What a perfect time for this experience. Also, she holds up like a little tiny pouch. If you'd like to try this, it might help.
I'm gonna take some. I'm gonna look at the pouch. I'm looking at it. Mugen, look over there. Look behind you. There's something behind you. It's incredible and it's scientific and
roll persuasion.
Yeah.
Or I guess roll deception.
Deception? Okay.
Yeah.
Which is probably
my passive insight's 11. So you just gotta beat an 11. It's a 0. So 11. So yeah, meet or beat. Right?
You rolled an 11?
Wait, I rolled an 11.
Okay. Yeah. So
yeah.
I barely Just barely convinced
me.
Since I am not charismatic. So yeah. I point.
Don't worry, neither of us are.
Yeah, it's
the least charismatic elves on the fucking continent.
Beetle makes up for both.
I mean, like, I think you tricked me. I think if you took it and just pocketed it, I would just be like, yeah, whoa. Like,
okay, so that's essentially what I did. I pocketed it. Okay. I hit it.
I would try to walk her through the process.
Okay. You see Sunny goes, I can try to help you guys. And starts playing like a nice, like, lulling tune to try to help you guys. It seems like Sunny is wise enough to, like, he realizes that you're trying to get Mugen to, like, power down for the night. And so he's like, I'm going to try to help by, like, the music, help calm her down. And you guys eventually fall into a trance.
Love it. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trancing. I think Sunny should play trance music.
He's going to play trance music.
You're trying to connect with your past selves. You have to remember your life before your life.
Okay.
It comes natural to most elves, but perhaps if you've never had it, then let's try and meditate. Mugen tries, fails. Good evening. Bring the universe into balance with yourself. Attach yourself to the memories.
Galaxy brain.
And remember things that went.
Mugen,
it happened before you.
As you're explaining this and you're like trying to trance, but you're like just too much. Like the excitability and anxiety. Give me a constitution saving throw. Mm. But because you believe that you're trying to help somebody else do it, as well as because Sunny is attempting to help with like music, I will say you can have an advantage.
Which makes it a 17.
Okay. Mm. You are actually... feeling yourself kind of, you're actually able to achieve some calmness to where you feel like you could
a gallon of water really helped.
Yeah. To where you feel like you could calm down and trance.
Okay.
So cool.
Well, then I'm pressing the long rest button.
Yeah. So everyone gets a long rest.
Yay.
So the night passes. You get you all trance. Beetle, I would say, had probably fallen asleep like quite a few hours before you all.
Oh yeah, I've been out.
And the sun starts to come up. It's very early in the morning. And the sun's probably not even up yet. Maybe there's like a little bit of light coming over the horizon. Estwing.
Maybe Mugen, even after managing to trance on it, like actually sleeps for a few hours.
Yeah. Estwing and Mugen, you guys kind of come to, you're still like sitting on the deck of the ship and Sunny's like still kind of playing lute, but he's like half awake. Looking around, you see the shell is kind of docked near the Night Serpent, and you can see Francesca up on the deck, kind of leaning over with like a glass of wine and just kind of like looking out over the ocean. Sunny kind of like,
oh, you guys are awake. Yeah, not too much happened. Saw some people pass out. There was a couple fights. Flame Tongue came down. After a while, maybe about a couple hours ago, carrying a big chest, went back to like the storage areas or something over there. Just putting stuff away. He seemed like he was still pretty sober because he didn't party like the rest of us did. Infamous pirate, right? Francesca's been up there just kind of admiring the sea. I think she can hear music. I've been trying to keep it up for people still awake.
Oh, I don't think my brain has any serotonin left. And Mugen is in a bad mood for the rest of the day.
Beetle, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm in my cart still. Beetle rises early. He didn't get too drunk. Had a good con save from all the spritzers he was drinking. Yeah, starting a little burner, gonna make a nice little pot of tea.
You're able to make a pot of tea, and I'm assuming you would come up on deck to share it with people.
Yes, yeah, I'm gonna bring it out like a little cute little tray.
Aww.
Mugen's definitely gonna get the first dose.
Alright.
Very sweet, very kind.
Well, as you
thank you.
As you come out on to the deck with this tray of tea, Mugen, your mimic book, its eyes pop open and it starts shaking.
Oh,
and
could you hold this off for a little? Okay.
Shaking
you're
tea
doing
tray.
It. You're doing it.
And it's kind of like looking around and it's trying to figure out it's sensing
so
something.
Eyes. That's so
and it's trying to figure out where it's coming from.
What is it, boy? Did Timmy fall down a well? I look at it as I say that.
It just looks at you and it just kind of like a tongue comes out and slaps you. And it's just like...
I think that really happened. Okay, something you want to tell me, right? Okay, go that direction. I'll follow you.
It starts trying to pull you off the ship.
Using your tongue as locomotion is a strange thing to watch.
Yeah. it's like Spider-Man, like grabbing onto things and pulling you with its tongue.
Oh, I gotta chase my magic book down right now. I need you for spellcasting.
It's pretty weird, guys.
It's fine, son. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You do see, as you guys get off the boat, your passive perception is super high.
19, thanks to the rod of alertness.
As you're getting pulled, as you're getting pulled along by your book, and you look back towards Beetle and Estwing, you do see Francesca's like noticed, and she kind of like she's like been swirling the wand, kind of like, looking out over the sea, and stops swirling it, and then goes and like sits it down, and then starts walking off the ship. And she does come up to you as you reach the beach. She goes, "What's going on?"
I am following Han to the.
Your book has a tongue.
And a name. His name's Han.
Okay.
Which means book. And we're following him because he is very, wanted to show me a thing or direct me away,
I think. Do you
know
why it would want to show you something? Like, what is it?
This is pretty new. I mean, he usually just eats magical things.
Something magic be happening then, or?
I feel like that's probably the clue. Let's follow him.
Okay. Let's check it out, I guess.
Yes. Estwing? Beetle?
Are you guys following?
Coming!
Yes.
Fran, would you like a cup of tea?
Certainly. Thank you. Han drags Mugen around the main little like island with the platform around to the caves at the back. Sunny had said he saw Flametongue carrying some sort of chest. Although he pulls you towards one of the caves that is marked as flooded. And it is, Estwing, you would notice that this is the one...
Before.
That
Wait,
you
I
would
didn't,
see
I didn't
him
get
come
to
out.
Snap for Estwing. Estwing, bodyguard.
You would notice that this is the one you would see when you and Beetle were like trying to search for potion ingredients and stuff to make bombs and things. When you came out, you saw that he had come out of this tunnel.
Flametongue being very suspicious.
I know, being suspicious.
He always liked this brand.
When he lived in Port Rumspringa, we were close as I was rising to power. But he's kind of done his own thing and he's never been suspicious. I mean, maybe he's just storing stuff back here. I guess this tunnel says it's flooded.
He found a doll. Maybe he's still grieving.
I mean, I've known him for a long time and he's held on to that. It meant a lot to him that you guys were willing to help him slay the beast that took his family from him. Maybe help them in his mind rest. Han is just continuing. He's trying to pull you into this cave.
Ralamoff Dimph. And she snaps Bender in as a bat. We need to follow Han.
So Bender, you're sending Bender ahead?
Yeah, well, just with me as we're following him. I'm like maybe not as far because I know there's people that are coming behind, but Bender to specifically don't let Han out of your sight.
So yeah, you guys go into this cave and it's very dark in here, though I think everyone except Beetle can see.
Oh, poor Beetle.
Ibble will be my eye. She has 60 feet of dark vision.
Good.
Ibble lands on top of your head and kind of like tries to pull you in different directions.
Style.
Yeah, like Ratatouille style. As you guys
I'm
make
just
it
a badger mech.
down this year, Badger Mech. As you make it down this cave corridor, eventually you find yourself sloshing through water that's getting deeper and deeper. About 50 feet down, there's water that's starting to kind of fill up the cave.
Can I walk on it?
You would be walking on top of it. Beetle's walking on top of it.
I need my underlayer of fur getting wet.
But it seems as though there is no moving forward without possibly diving through and swimming however far this is.
Oh,
Fran's like,
sorry, guys. We woke up and started moving really early, and Megan's like dragging her like hands across her face as Miss Warmy. She's like, I forgot to cast water breathing on us. Just give me 10 minutes. In 10 minutes. And she does the ritual to cast water breathing on everyone.
Everybody.
During this 10 minutes, Han is just kind of like, ah!
In your book.
Estuin, could you hold him, please?
It's just kind of like flapping its pages and like the tongue's like flicking out once in a while.
I hate this.
A series of eyes just popping open and looking at you.
Nightmares.
Oh, it's nightmare.
I experience nightmares.
It is 100% nightmare.
So I'm holding this book, mimic book. Han, can you point for us to go instead of struggling?
Its tongue just like darts out and is pointing into the water.
Beetle, I know you can breathe underwater, like, because moving cast people? It, but do you have to, like, pop your ring off, and then you'll just sink below?
Up to 10, so... Aswing, Beetle, Mugen, Bender, Han, and...
Fran
all get water breathing.
Is Sunny with us as well? Did he decide to follow, or did he stay
Sunny is not with you.
Okay.
Francesca's like, well, it's been a while since I've been on an adventure, but I guess we're going in here with water breathing. Cast on all of you. Francesca goes, well, I guess it's kind of interested to see what's going on. And she dives in. With all of you diving in, you're able to...
Seeing Han and lead the way, little
Han is kind of pulling you along underwater with his tongue. Beetle, you are...
Two more tongues. Sorry,
I guess Ibble is still just like clinging onto your head and like just kind of directing you.
Yeah, I like pop off my water walking ring. And...
After about 150 feet, you start to see a little bit of dim light, and you surface in a small pool. Looking around, the first thing you notice is sound. You hear a voice echoing in a cavern, and you hear the sloshing and thrashing of water. You notice that there are what seem to be like natural stairs built into the edge of this pool, and there's like torchlight around, kind of lighting this room. What are you guys doing?
I'm listening to the chanting to see if it is in any language that I understand. Abyssal, Celestial, Common, Draconic, or Elvish.
It's definitely in Draconic, and it's definitely Flame Tongue's voice.
Is he chanting? You're the one that speaks Draconic.
You can hear the words in Draconic. He is chanting, in Shar's domain of night I rest, so dreams may show me how I'm blessed. If screams of terror break my sleep, then Dendar sunk her fangs too deep. Saying this over and over and over again in Draconic.
In Shar's domain.
Shar's domain.
Of night I rest, so dreams may show me how I'm blessed. If screams of terror break my sleep, then Dendar sunk her fangs too deep.
You hear metal clanking, and you hear water sloshing around violently. Francesca is looking at you guys, and she seems like pretty concerned. And she goes, well, Shar is the Lady of the Night. She's like an evil goddess. Dendar is some kind of serpent, I think. I don't know. What you would notice as you're kind of like listening, looking around, is there's a huge chain that is coming up to the ceiling, and it's anchored to the ceiling and then coming back down, but you don't see what it's anchored to.
I'm gonna definitely try to climb out of the water, if possible, climb up the chain. Can I reach the chain?
Well, the chain isn't near you.
Oh, okay.
You just kind of see it.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Over by Flame Tongue is chanting.
I can sneakily sneak, hopefully, past him or toward him.
Because you guys are in a pool of water, and you've popped your head out of the water. And you hear this happening in this cavern, and then there's like a few steps that would take you up out onto where he's at.
Sounds like Estwing has attempting to.
You
want to
try to. Okay, so roll stealth.
Yes.
9.
As you come out of the water, you slip and kind of like have to catch yourself as you see a massive grate that's been hoisted open by this huge chain, and the chain is anchored down a wheel, some sort of crank. As you are climbing up out of the water, you see the head of some sort of massive serpent rising out of the water as Flame Tongue is chanting. As you slip and kind of splash back into the water a little bit, you catch yourself on the stairs. Flame Tongue stops his chanting and looks back at you, and then turns back and holds his hand out. He slices his palm with his longsword and puts it away, and blood starts falling down onto some sort of massive lump of flesh. You see an empty chest that is sitting nearby him, and this serpent is just kind of looking at him. He starts to slowly chant again as his blood is dripping onto this lump of flesh in front of this giant serpent. His voice is echoing as he gets louder and louder. And then as he puts the sword away, you see that he reaches into a pouch and pulls out the looking glass shard, which starts to flicker and glow. He definitely sees that you're here.
We made eye contact.
He's not stopping.
So I'm going to look down at the gang, put my finger in front of my mouth.
The shard is flickering and then it lights up. And there's like almost a ringing of that happens when it is just emitting light. He turns back to you and goes,
S-Wing, you said you'd do anything for your family to save them. I'm just doing the same.
Oh, no.
Just let me do it.
What do you do when you say no?
We need to stop.
Do you know nothing? Do you just say no?
I'm curious. Does the snake see me? Or
the
does
serpent,
only Flame Tongue?
The serpent isn't looking
at
you.
Me.
He continues to chant as he turns back away after saying this. And the serpent rears back. And then as it bites into this flesh lump, you see its eyes, which were like, you know, white with like a green and blue, slowly darken into just black pits, and its scales start to go like a midnight black color. You see its form starts to twist and shift. Its mouth starts dripping with poison. And in the firelight, you see a shadow. Some sort of much larger serpent can be seen kind of flickering in and out. Almost like you're looking into another dimension, but like at half opacity. Like you can kind of see like distant hills and something is coming.
I'm
holding
the
shard.
I'm going to keep climbing where I'm at, where I'm...
You're about 40 feet away from him. You see, he stops the chanting and he puts his hand out and he puts it on the head of the serpent and then he starts casting a spell.
Oh no,
you see black smoke starts to swirl around him.
Can I throw an axe at Flame Tongue?
Yeah.
This just has to happen.
You can. Go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, buddy.
I guess everyone's going to go ahead and roll initiative. You see, S-Wing pulled out an axe and is about to throw it at Flame Tongue. Mugen, you're actually first in the initiative, but you haven't seen what's going on yet. What are you doing?
I pull myself up to look.
You see that Flame Tongue is holding a bloody hand to the head of a giant serpent who has turned a black color and there's smoke coming off of it. And then you can also see, it's as if you're kind of looking into another dimension through clouds and there's some sort of other massive serpent that is like, and you can kind of see like distant objects that are forming, but it's like, it's almost like hard to look at. You know, when you're like looking at a star and you can see a star in your peripheral, but if you look directly at it, you can't see it. It's like that. If you look directly at it, it like kind of disappears. But you see some sort of midnight black silhouette of some sort of creature that is kind of drawing into this serpent that Flame Tongue is holding onto. And there's black smoke coming from him and the serpent.
Okay, super cool. Everything's fine. Not a big deal. Love everything I'm seeing here, except for I don't. So if I see him casting a spell, can I cast a counterspell?
You can try.
I can absolutely try, but I'm only going to do it at the third level, so I think...
You would have to roll for it.
Oh, but the spell is not good, so it's only a 10. So
that's, yeah, you try to counterspell it, and it just...
10 plus the level, yeah.
Nothing happens. Seems like whatever magic he's using is really powerful, as well as he has the shard in his hand, and it is like... seems to be just like resonating whatever he's doing.
That's my action. As my bonus action, I click my boots of speed heels together to give myself some more movement.
Okay.
Is there a place in this cavern that looks like it's behind cover that I could get
not
to
really.
With 60 feet of movement?
There's definitely not really any cover. This okay. is just a big, wide open cavern with a big hole in the middle that has opened to like groundwater. Must have been keeping this sea serpent in.
All right. Well, then I do that to increase my movement, but I don't move anywhere.
And I will say that this is about 80 feet by 80 feet. It's like a big, round, open cavern. There's definitely like piles of fish and other things that he was possibly like feeding this thing.
I hide behind a pile of fish.
Okay, sure.
I move within 60 feet to a pile of fish and I go down mine. So I pop out of the water.
Estwing, it is your turn.
For funsies. I would like to cast Animal Friendship, but I don't think that's
going to
work.
Is it a beast?
Do we consider a serpent a beast?
Serpent? Is the serpent a beast?
Or is it a god?
Is the serpent a beast? Is the serpent a beast?
Yeah, snakes are beasts.
Is a serpent a beast?
A snake. Please be my friend.
No.
Please be my friend. No, I wanted to.
Spell wasted.
It is considered a type of dragon.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's okay.
You wouldn't know. I mean, good shot, though. I liked it.
I forget about my like handful of spells that I have. So I'm going to throw my... I didn't finish making my worm teeth axe.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I don't have a special axe.
But are you throwing one, though?
The returnable one.
Okay, so go ahead.
Purple rain.
Purple rain, first choice, every time.
Lavender breeze.
Violent Febreze, I can't remember.
I mean, I like violent Febreze, that's an excellent thing.
Well, we'll just have to infuse one of your new axes.
That could be your new
worm
tooth, violent Febreze.
Yeah, make a worm tooth axe, and then we'll name that one Violent Febreze.
That's perfect!
What was this one?
This one is Lavender Breeze.
Lavender Breeze.
But you were in the right neighborhood.
I was trying.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw an axe at Flame Tongue.
Okay.
Does a 10 hit?
No.
Damn it.
Okay. You see, he just kind of, he's like holding his hand to the serpent's head. And you can kind of see that like the scales on his hands are starting to like slowly turn black. And he just has his sword in his other hand. And he just knocks it away.
God damn it. Okay, well, I can.
It comes back to your hand.
Okay, I'm going to throw Lavender Breeze this time.
Okay.
Does a 24 hit?
It does.
Ha.
Woo! Did you bonus action before you did it with your Hail of Thorns?
No, I wasn't that smart.
Oh.
I didn't do that.
4 damage?
I believe so.
Yeah, it slices into him.
Does it help interrupt his spell? Am I interrupting concentration in any way?
Oh, maybe.
He rolls
this
a 21.
Paper cut. Oh,
that's so
unfortunate.
He's able
to maintain. So he's still...
Beetle,
how much
it's your turn.
Four.
Four.
Is Flame Tongue holding the ship?
Yes. Did you put the ring back on?
I did right when you were...
I will say as a bonus action, you can pop the ring on.
Pop that ring on.
Pop up out of the water.
Shoot up out of the water. I have this stupid idea, and I'm just going to go for it.
Okay.
So with my Cloak of Mountbank, I'm going to Dimension Door over to FT. I mean, I have like a little like sickle for slicing my herbs. I'm gonna hold it up and I'm gonna go, Leamy!
Oh shit.
Anything happen?
Oh fuck.
So wait, Leamy, you're telling it to
disconnect.
Enter into, you're asking for it to disconnect, you're disconnecting the shard from.
Oh wait,
Leamy is to come.
Snap.
Oh,
yeah.
Leamy
is come to my sickle.
Oh snap.
This is fucking smart.
The shard rips out of his hand, the blade of your sickle turns crystalline in like all sparkly. He goes, what? No! Puts both hands in and he's just like, you can now see he like falls to one knee as he's like trying to maintain the spell. Because clearly whatever was going on with the shard was helping him with this.
Thank God for Beetle.
Beetle Dimension Doors and then Madness.
Yes.
Are you doing anything else?
I don't think I... And that would have been my bonus action in action.
Okay. It was an excellent series.
I'm going to roll. So Francesca's next. She's got her rapier out and she's holding it up. But she's just kind of like, Flame Tongue, what are you doing? What is this? What are you involved in? But she isn't acting. She's just kind of holding her action like ready. They've been friends for so long.
Yes.
She doesn't.
You're
one
very
attack.
Conflicted.
You see Flame Tongue is just like, I can control it. I can. And with this power, I can bring him back. I can bring my family back. He's seething at this point as his scales have turned black up his arms, and you see his eyes go from a gold to like a sickly yellow. The serpent is starting to turn into smoke and envelop him. He kind of buckles over and falls to the ground. And all of his scales turn black. You guys hear that his voice goes from his normal like guttural to just, you hear kind of emanating from him as he stands up. His eyes look dead and he pulls his sword out. Mugen, it is your turn.
Mugen peeks out from behind her pile of fish. And as the flame tongue, I don't think we have time to deal with you. And she casts Temeh Sibet Nab and casts Banishment on Flame Tongue.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Attempt to send one creature you can see within range to another plane of existence. The target must succeed on a charisma saving throw of 16 or be banished.
You see his form flickers and
I'm holding up part of the worm's like guts and organs, like the thing that I've collected that repulses.
You see that the like ethereal, hard to look at plane that you're looking at kind of flickers in and out, and this serpent that you can kind of see that is in this other plane starts to writhe as Flame Tongue is kind of fading in and out of this existence. He looks up at all of you and he regains like a moment of lucidity. He goes,
I'm sorry. I thought I could bring them back.
And he looks to Aswing. He said,
you said you'd do anything to save your family. Thought I could do the same for mine. I can't let this thing take full control. So thank you.
Pops out of existence. Minute passes.
Mugen's like, we have 60 seconds until he returns back to this plane.
60 seconds.
I try to find something else to hide behind. I want to hide behind a different thing.
Oh, wait, so all of us move around slightly in the room.
So everyone roll stealth checks. We all shift positions.
We have 29 seconds.
Francesca is just kind of standing there.
14 seconds! I'm sorry! Faster!
Roll!
Math.
You all hide. Francesca is just kind of standing there in shock. 60 seconds go by. He never shows back up. And that's where we're going to end.
Oh, God.
What?
You were the cliffhanger. Hey, what's this symbol do now?
I will
My friend got lucky.
All right. I will tell you next time. Damn.
Woo!
That was going to be, no.
That's going to be a hell of a fight.
Well, because I had written in there, it was going to be a hell of a fight. And I was like, he could kill one of you guys easily.
Yeah.
But I had written in, like, I'll tell you afterwards.
I don't want to tell them.
I don't want to tell them. Yeah. I don't want to give anything away.
We'll tell you next time.
We do want to thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, reaching out to us, telling people about us. Always, you know, contact us at BNDNDcast on Twitter. We're also working on some other stuff. Maybe try to get, you know, some more channels of communication out there and things like that. You can always find us on any sort of platform where you can find podcasts, just, you know, BNDND. We're like the first thing that shows up. We got our purple logo with the potion bottle and all that. We love you and we will see you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Come adventure with us.
Adventure.
It's better if you build have rights than taking them away.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.